We're going to begin by looking at this question of leadership. And I put up a little blog called On Leadership and Self-Organization on Poor and Rich. And we're going to go through that now, and I hope you got a chance to check it out. We said on that page, Karl Popper on Authentic Education for Youth, which we'll get to soon, that during these shows, we'll be discussing not just Popper's insights on authentic education and the fostering of leadership, but also whether or to what degree these insights bear on the possibilities for authentic governance, i.e., we will be challenging this seeming sacrosanct notion of rule. We have to challenge the notion of rule because that's the only way out, as our global intercourse must be effectuated somehow. So we either leave it to those who see us and the earth as means for them to achieve their illusion of supremacy, or we grow up as a global humanity. Labor unions are anathema to power because they see in labor unions a capacity for potentially stepping into an assumed vacuum in service provision, say, or food distribution. So let's talk about this question of self-organization in a transitional period. And on a previous show, we talked about Kropotkin's broken heart because he felt that maybe he hadn't thought through well enough this question of the transitional period and the need for food. So let's do that work now. Let's think that through now. We the people have been conditioned to see ourselves or others among us as poor, whether in thought or in possessions, and power as rich, whether in thought or in possessions. And Bill McKibben's speech recently provides a good illustration of this when he says, quote, "The reason corporations shouldn't have the right of free speech is because they're simple. If you want to build a car efficiently, a corporation is a great tool. They are far more capable of executing a plan." This is still quoting Bill McKibben. "The corporation has a single-minded focus on creating wealth, like the Koch brothers," unquote, who, by the way, are actual human beings, but never mind. I heard this excerpt on KPFA on the 8th. "This kind of language contributes to the mythology of dispassionate machine-like market forces. Beyond our control, they get unleashed and independent of human autonomy." Well, no. As well as the mythology of the quote unquote innovativeness of the productive genius of concentrated power. It may have no conscience, but it sure gets things done. But it is not doing anything. We the people are the ones who are getting everything done. And we can either stay in harness and be directed by actual, real, literal sociopaths in love with an imagined paterfamilias and not metaphors for sociopathy, or we can begin directing our own energies. And to the degree we feel or fear this, to that degree we fear opening our hearts to the possibility of freedom, i.e., true freedom. Freedom from necessity, from coercion, and from the fear of necessity and coercion.